Every time, gentlemen, you face a situation, it's odd. The first thing you're saying to yourself is, I don't trust myself too, and you fill in the fucking blank. Before you can turn the fuck around, gentlemen, and create your own competition, is that you actually got to believe in yourself to realize that nobody else can fuck with you but you. There is no competition to a man. Motherfucker, I'm telling you right now, and if you ask me one goddamn time, I'm kicking you out the room. Shut your goddamn ass up and listen, dumb fuck. You know what? This ain't for you. Get your fucking ass out. Get out. Get out. How the fuck can you ask me that question and I'm giving you the goddamn answer? Get his ass out. Should a man apologize to women? Backstory, shawty got tight because a few females followed me on Instagram. I called her insecure, and she was upset waiting for me. Fuck no, man, fuck no. Hell no. What? Let me tell you something, brother. Hey, Bright, let me tell you something, B. You need to sit her ass down. And you need to tell her, don't you ever disrespect me because other women follow me. I have no control over what another woman does. And if she follows me, that's their business. It's not my business. But if you ever bring this kind of shit to my doorstep, you can take your ass and go. Bryce, that's love. That's not being mean. You don't call her insecure, Bryce. You got to give them structure. See, if you call her insecure, she's already insecure. This is a moment when she's questioning father. Listen, let me tell you something. If you want to follow what I do, follow it. But don't you ever bring this shit to my doorstep because I find that disrespectful. And Bryce, what you need to say to her is, let me ask you a question. Can I control what another woman does? Well, Bryce, you can tell them to stop. Well, shit, I can tell a lot of women to stop. Are they going to stop following me? Fuck no. And if you got a problem with this, Bryce, now you got to talk to him, Bryce. That's how you got to talk to him, Bryce. Let me tell you something. You just got to accept women are interested in me. And if you got a problem with that, then I'm not the right guy for you. I can't help it if women follow my fucking ass. That's how you got to talk to him, Bryce. Your problem, Bryce, is what you're doing is you're trying to validate her fucking feelings. Don't do it, Bryce. You kind of mess up by calling her insecure. Yes, but that's okay. So what? But if you're waiting for me to apologize, let me tell you something. What you do, check this out. Bryce, check this out. Call her on the phone, Bryce. And Bryce, you tell her, you know what? I need to apologize to you. And After giving this a lot of thought and a lot of consideration, let me turn this shit down a little bit. Let me check the phone lines real quick. All right, lines are open. After giving this a lot of thought, a lot of consideration, I need to say I'm sorry to you for not telling you that if you ever bring up this shit again, that I'm going to dismiss your ass. And because I didn't check you like I should have, I'm sorry. But now that I got you here, let me tell you something. the next time you bring up other women following me, you better just delete my name, delete my account, and go find some other sucker. That's why you should apologize. You see what I'm saying, Bryce? Tell her I apologize. Say, I really want to apologize. I can't believe it. I was actually wrong about something, baby. Come here, let me talk to you. And let me tell you, baby, I'm sorry that I didn't check your ass at the door when you came to me asking me about other women. I'll be goddamn. Let me get to this right here. Is it possible that you can already believe in yourself and just not be aware of it? All right, Kay, listen, dog. Listen, brother. I'm going to tell you what's going on with you, dog. I'm going to tell you what's going on with you. All this shit you saying is why you fucking lose, brother. And I say this with love, and I really care. And listen to me. Stop trying to figure shit out on your level of thinking and become a student of the game. Because all you're doing is asking yourself surface level questions and trying to find surface level answers, and the game ain't on the surface. All you're trying to do is trying to conjure up bullshit. Is it possible? And all this other shit. Just like a woman does before she puts on fucking makeup, wears a dress, or puts on a purse or some shoes. So stop that shit. It's not an either of you don't have it or you don't. You choose not to have it. Y'all guys want to sit here and say, well, you either got it or you don't. Cool J, how the fuck did you get to the egg? God damn it, think, man. Think like this before, but now you do. So stop all these surface-dwelling questions. I appreciate it, but all you're doing is chasing your own fucking tail, trying to put the prison bars around you, man. Wake the fuck up and learn game. Stop trying to figure it all out in one fell swoop, thinking that you can learn how to be a surgeon and answering a fucking question. Stop doing that, man. I threw a female back in the water for complaining that I don't buy her flowers and take her to restaurants. Was that the right move? Well, if it was to you, it was. Look, let me tell you something. I've had this a few times. I love this story. I ain't really going to tell you stories, but I had one that I was messing with an older chick. Okay, I was probably like 23, and she was like 27 or 28, and she thought that she can do a power move on my young ass, thinking that I ain't laced in fucking game by kind of doing what you're saying, because again, I don't take you out to eat. You know, you're always telling me to go out with other guys. You never take me anywhere. You never give me anything. And I said, you know what? Hey, look, check this out. Listen, it was nice knowing you. And look, hey, candle maker, we'll put this bitch right in the fucking corner of the light. I said, look here, I ain't that one for you. I'm not that guy for you. I wish you the best luck. And you know, he said, fuck you. I don't need you. I can get men. All right, take care. Gone. Didn't hear from her the next day. I moved on. Didn't hear from her for a week. She comes back maybe a month and a week later. Can we talk? And, you know, I don't want to talk at your place because I know if I go to your place, I know your rule that if you're not coming, you're not coming over. I know that. And I don't want to have sex with you. I just want to talk to you. So is it okay if we talk? Well, you want to talk to me? Hey, ready, guys? If you want to talk to me, cool. You give me to set up the restaurant, set the restaurant up, set up the time, and let me know. And we can talk. You're such a dick. Okay. All right, I got it set up for this place at this time just to talk. All right, cool. I'll show up. Hey, if you want to talk, you can talk, but it's got to come at a cost, because why would I waste my time with you when I can have someone that can cook for me right here, someone that can massage my back, and someone that can suck my dick? So why the fuck would I waste my time with you? But if you want my time, We can talk. You set up the restaurant. You buy the shit, and I'll show the fuck up. And we talked, and she said, well, why don't you, I don't understand something. Why don't you ever take me out? Because I told you I don't do that shit. You know what hey, let me ask you a question. This is what I said. Let me ask you a question. Have I ever lied to you? No. Well, then what's the problem? Well, you just don't take me out. Well, I'm not going to take you out. I'm not going to take you out. And that's what I said to her. And I told her, if you don't like it, we don't need to be together. See, I knew that. You must have found somebody else. Hold on, wait a second. How can I find someone else when you know I'm a bad motherfucker? You know I can get, hold on, let's give it a buck. Look, we both can get people. You can get guys, and you know I can get women, okay? So do I actually need to sneak around and get when you know I can get women? How many times have you and I gone to the drive-thru in a fucking fast food restaurant and you always say, why do you flirt with those women when all I'm doing is talking to them? If we're in a restaurant, why are you flirting with that woman? So you know I'm laced the fuck up. So you just need to understand this. If you want my time, then my time is going to be at my place. And if you do not like that, then I bid you farewell. I think it started like probably, it usually it either come like, it's like it's between here and here. That little drop comes right down right there. And she starts to either gator cry or something like that. I said, what are you crying for? I said, I'm not being an asshole. Hey, guys, am I being an asshole for being honest with her? Am I being a dick? I'm being honest with her. And she's starting to cry. And I told her, listen, when you figure things out, you let me know. Thank you for the dinner. And I fucking rolled the fuck out. And she changed her fucking tune. So it's all good. Y'all guys don't realize these women are putty in your hand. These women are putty in your goddamn hand. Lines are open. Thank you, 212. Putty in your hand. And this is what women don't understand. That's why the competition will always be with me. It's never going to be with women. It's never going to be that way. I'm thinking of ways to up my mouthpiece, to up my game, to up how I talk, to up how I smile. So what time do I have to run behind a woman? I ask you guys that. What time do you have? The women I'm with know one thing. They know when they're with me, they lose time. They feel like the only woman in the world, and they feel good when they're with me to a point where they miss me even though we're together. So I know what I'm doing. But you cannot have me. You can share me. Okay? I'm saying that I do not want any of you guys taking women out to eat that has not cooked, cleaned, or washed a fucking dish. Why would you reward her with a dinner? What has she done to get a dinner? She's done enough to get coffee, tea, ice cream, or feed the ducks. And as we get into wintertime, you can go with cocoa. But that's all she's worth right now. What has she done for you to spend money on her? It doesn't make sense. Tyler, I'm not going to play. Tyler, let me just play this Tyler clip. Hold on, man. Fuck, Tyler. Let me just grab this one clip. I got it, Tyler. Hold on. I'm not going to play. I don't have time to play the thing. I'm spitting game right now. I'll play the clip. Jeez, Tyler.
Darn it, it was such a good message. I like that you sent me a voice message. Your voice is warm and alluring. I also like that you asked for what you want. Thanks for that. And that you sent pictures. I was going to ask for that as well.
Y'all see what the fuck I'm talking about? Y'all see the power that you guys can possess? You guys act like these women don't like sex. You guys act like these women, they love men. All you guys are doing is self-sabotaging yourself because you're not working on yourself to build yourself. All y'all are doing is looking at these goddamn women. Heather's saying, let me see what she's saying. Hold on. What's up, Heather girl? I've never slept with a man who was taking me out for dinner on the first day. Well, that's what I'm saying, Heather. That's what I'm saying, Heather. I'm trying to get him to see that. Hold on, Heather. Make sure you got your wrench. I make sure I like to give all the ladies a wrench. But I'm not taking you out because my game is so tight. You ain't gonna, guys, listen to me. Guys, I do not ask women to come over, and this is where y'all got the game all twisted. Women are smart enough to find a way to get over to your place. They know what's going on. Hold on, let me get you, Heather. Hold on a second, Heather. Smart enough to find, hold on, I'm sorry, that's me talking. Hold on, Heather, let me see if I locked you down, Heather. Oh, no, you good, Heather. You got your wrench. All right, girl, you good, Heather. What's up with you? Yeah. What I'm saying to y'all guys out here, shout out, Heather. Thank you, Heather. Appreciate that, girl. I'm saying to y'all guys out here, look, you know what they find sexy? Is when you are sex. You make her sexy when you talk about her pussy in the third fucking person. You make her sexy when you tell her how to play with her pussy in the shower. You make her feel sexy by how you communicate with her. You don't have to do anything when you epitomize sex. But this is why I keep trying to tell you. Competition is me. Because I'm sitting and thinking of ways to up the ante of things that I can do to the woman. How many ways I can kiss her? How many ways I can eat her pussy? Now listen to this. Watch this, guys. Listen to this. How many ways I can kiss her? How many ways I can eat her pussy? And how many ways I can fuck her? Through just my fucking mouthpiece. Gentlemen, how many times I keep telling you, I don't need her to be next to me to get her to want to fuck me. The worst thing they do, guys, and I keep telling you this, is when you tell them that, you know what, I don't know if you should be fucking with someone like me. Listen, I always give them the warning. I don't know if you should fuck with a guy like me. Because here's the thing. Yes, okay, hey, CJ, can someone post the poetry link? CJ, yes. And it goes two ways, CJ. Great question, Cool J. I'm sorry, Cool J. Great question. Let me check the phone lines. All right, let me explain it. It goes both two ways, okay? The first line of writing that you should have first, my brother, great question. Very great question. The first level of writing you should have, and we're the only ones that tell you this, nobody else tells you about this, is with your scribe. You should write down all your thoughts and categorize the thoughts based on what the subject is. How to kiss a girl is his own subject. How to make her smile is his own subject. How to make her laugh. How to make her think. How to make her react. How to make her move. Everything should be written down, yes. That's number one. But number two, my brother, you got to work on your poetry. They gave you my poetry page. And guys, I got another track coming up. I got another poetry track coming up real soon. But what I'm saying is now you got to perfect. I can't talk about this much. But I talk about what is called the 4D experience. Now, I can't talk about it much because nobody talks about this, and I ain't giving this away. But once you start to get on the sex membership, you'll understand the 4D experience because I hook them in 4D, brother. I hook them in 4D, and it stems from my thoughts that I put on fucking paper that I can go ahead and lace and go on stage and perform and make the, and draw them into my world. So what I'm saying to you, yes, yes, great question. Yes. Your mouthpiece is connected by what you scribe and it's connected by how you move and how you create moments. Women are not used to being in a moment because most guys feel like they're lucky because they get a pinch of pussy. Okay, I started writing 2 years ago. I was starting to stand and walk up to fine, wait, towards the fine curve and notice my focus on a strap is consistently, no, okay, look. All right, let me show you. All right. Cool J. Oh, and guys, what I'm about to say, gentlemen, what I'm about to tell this young man is being brought to you by Excuse Bear Crunch. Guys, make sure you get your box of Excuse Bear Crunches if you don't know how to get to women. And it comes in cocoa flavor, too. All right, look here. It's Peep Game, CJ. Peep Game. Peep Game. Before I tell you what I'm going to tell you, you've got to understand the rules, okay? You've got to understand the rules, okay? It's an easy rule to understand, okay? Here are the rules. The simple rule of what you do is based off of a line of interaction, all right? And that line of interaction can go two different ways based upon what you think of yourself. And when you do not believe in yourself, the line of interaction is going to put you in a friend zone or a creepy zone. But because I challenge myself every day and I evolve every day and I grow every day, then when I'm hitting this timeline, I am going beyond what is this, the average guy. I'm beyond that thought, okay? So I just want to let you know where I'm going with this before I show you what I'm about to show you. So, CJ, peep it out. So I'm brushing my teeth. I have a toothbrush in my mouth. Take it out real quick. Scribe, write this down. The next time I touch a woman, I want to figure out ways to touch her from her knee to her calf. I'm in the shower washing myself and shit. I'm in the shower washing myself and shit, washing my face and all that shit. Got soap all in my eye and shit like this. And I have a thought, okay? Because I'm going to show you how this works. Got soap in my eye and shit. Hey, scribe, write this down. All right. What I want to do is I want to take my the top of my hand as I touch her knee. And I want to take my index and my middle finger and I want to slide it around underneath her knee, slide down her calf, come back up and drive my fingers back up and touch her knee. All right, so I'm just showing you, okay? So I'm showing you, right? So now I have thought. Y'all see what I'm saying? I have thought. So now, I don't know, I'm driving now. I'm driving now, okay? Shit. Oh, let me go ahead and lay this down. As you're laying on your back and I'm looking at those beautiful, sexy eyes of yours and kissing your lips, I slowly take my hand and drive it and drag it close to your pussy, not on your pussy because I want to tease your pussy, and drag my thumb, my fingertips all the way to your calf, your knee, with my index finger and my middle finger, roll it all the way underneath your calf, drag it all the way down and reach your ankles, turn it back around and come back up and touch your knee. Do you see how I'm layering this shit? So little by little, not only am I creating something that I can do face to face, I can do it through text message, I can do it through voice message, I can do it on fucking video, I can do it on the phone, and I can do it when she's masturbating. Do y'all see how easy it is? Because all I'm doing is creating what I want to do. All I'm doing is taking my thoughts and building on the thought one by one by one by one, knowing that not only can I do it in real time, I can do it while she's masturbating. I can say it through a text message, a voice message, or a video message. Do you see how it works? It's the communication that I have with myself. It has nothing to do with the woman. But see, this is the game that y'all get over here that nobody's actually teaching you about. Nobody's talking to you guys about this level of the game. And this is why I'm showing you how I can create it. I can say this shit over the phone. I can text it. Fuck. I can even put it on a track to make her masturbate to. But it started with a thought. It started with a thought. Let me see. I guess I'll grab that. All right. I'll grab that. I'll grab that. 242. All right, I'm marked 242. Hold on, Tyler. I'm putting 242 in the chat, in your chat, Tyler, so I can remember that shit. All right, I'll grab this as a YouTube short, 242. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that how can there be fear when I'm creating what the fuck I'm going to do? I just got to find the right moment to do it. Do y'all see what I'm saying? I just got to find the right moment to do it. And once I find the right moment to do it, I do it. That's it. That's the question. He said, should I make her feel special, such as that beautiful smile is a special girl who's those beautiful... Wait. Should I make her feel special to such as... Wait, dude, you might have to write this. I'm trying to read this shit. Should I make her feel special to such as that beautiful smile, a special girl, those beautiful, sexy green eyes, those lips are so sweet. I want to taste that sweetness. Dude, that is fucking weird. Nah, man. What you're not, dog, what makes her fucking beautiful? What makes her special? You're saying all this shit. Why are you rewarding her all this shit that she hasn't done anything to deserve this shit? Thank you, David. David, I think you got it. Yes. Yeah, thank you. That's pretty, David. Thank you, David. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Guys, we got about 15 more. We'll do about 15 more minutes. So, guys, we'll do 15 more minutes. Y'all got any questions, let me know. We got 15 more. We'll do 15 more minutes. We do 15 more minutes, and then we got a show with LaCara tomorrow, so we got 15 more minutes. But what I'm saying to you guys out here that, to understand this is that in order for me to challenge myself, I don't look to another woman to be a challenge. I challenge myself by challenging to do more than what I did today. That's the challenge of growing and evolving by working on yourself every day and not trying to. But like I say, hey, for y'all guys out there that are listening, and if you missed the beginning of the show, put something out that nobody else on YouTube has put out when it comes to the dating game, and it is a text message. You create the story on YouTube, okay? It's absolutely free. We just dropped it this morning, and it's several doors that open up other doors that you choose how you want to talk to the woman in the story that we're creating, and that's going to send you through other doors, and it's nothing but lace game. Nobody on YouTube is doing this when it comes to the game. All right, there's nobody. It's a Man Mindset Interactive that we have for you guys out there, okay? Y'all got to check that shit out. But as I, like I said to y'all guys, we're about to shut the lines down now. Lines are getting shut down. But what I say to y'all guys,